from Storyflow listener sends, "The companies winning at AI are playing a different game. The companies winning at AI are playing a different game. They're not buying more tools, they're not running more pilots, they're building something that gets smarter every single day. A recursive engine their competitors can't copy, because by the time you see it, it's already 3 laps ahead." Here's exactly how they do it. Stephen Messer, co-founder of Collective and Linkshare, sold to Rockton for $425 million, 1996 to 2005. Entrepreneur of the Year, board member Spire Global, SBAR, buildingintelligence.com. "I've been around long enough to recognize a defining moment when I'm standing in one. I built Linkshare from scratch, invented affiliate marketing, a model nobody had a name for yet. Watched it go from what is this to how did we ever sell without it? I've spent the last decade at Collective AI doing the same thing with AI models for predicting economic outcomes. And right now, in 2026, I am watching the same pattern unfold, but faster and with higher stakes than anything I've seen before. A small group of companies have figured something out. They're not using AI to do their old jobs faster. They're building organizations that learn, that compound, that gets structurally harder to compete with every single quarter. MIT studied 300 enterprise AI deployments and found that 95% of companies deploying AI see zero measurable P&L impact, not small returns, zero. The 5% who are winning are outperforming the S&P 500 by 29%, growing revenue per employee at more than double the rate, and in the sales organizations I work with most closely, eliminating entire software stacks within a year of going AI first and watching revenue go up with every removal. This post is for the people who want to be in that 5%, the playbook, specific, sequential, grounded in what I've watched work across hundreds of companies over the last decade. The theme running through all of it is one idea, the recursive advantage. The companies winning at AI aren't just more efficient. They're building organizations that improve automatically. Every day compounds on the last. That's not a feature. It's a new category of business. The gap. And how fast it's compounding. The window is open. The companies moving now are not fighting over the same ground as the ones standing still. They're building on entirely different terrain. Every quarter that compounds widens the gap, which is exactly why right now is the right moment to move. Rule 1. Winners, pick one outcome and go all in. Every company I've watched build a recursive advantage starts with one move that sounds almost too simple. They pick a single outcome and make it the only thing that counts. Not AI transformation. Not becoming AI native. One outcome, measurable, time-bound, owned by everyone from the CEO to finance to the people doing the work. Speed. Efficiency, value creation, scale. 1. I learned this building Linkshare. We'd sit with creative agencies and clients trying to figure out how to adapt their brands to affiliate marketing, a channel nobody had a mental model for yet. Every conversation hit the same wall. They wanted direct sales and brand lift simultaneously. Both always produced neither. The resource split guaranteed mediocrity in both directions. The winners were the ones who said sales first, prove it, then expand. The companies who tried to win every game at once won none. AI is the same. Winners define the outcome first. Everything else is downstream of that choice. An AI-first company isn't a company with AI tools. It's a company that built a recursive improvement engine into how it operates, one that gets smarter without being asked every single day. For most organizations, efficiency is the right first outcome. 3 reasons. Why efficiency first? Rule 2. Start with sales. Here's exactly why. Revenue is the most important place to start, not just because it matters most to the business, but because it makes the case for everyone else inside it. Efficiency gains in sales are immediate and visible. They change revenue per employee fast enough that finance notices in the first quarter. They free budget to fund the next move. And if your competitor deploys the same AI while you're deliberating, you lose market share and never understand why. Because their forecast is getting more accurate every day and yours is still assembled in a Friday spreadsheet. The average rep spends less than 30% of their week actually selling. 2 hours a day. The rest goes to CRM updates, forecast prep, pipeline meetings, prospect research, inbox management. Salesforce measured this. HubSpot measured it. the number has not moved in 5 years despite billions spent on sales technology. The average rep uses 8 systems to close a single deal. Gartner found sellers overwhelmed by their stack are 45% less likely to hit quota, which is why only 25% of B2B reps hit their number in 2024. The talent was there. The time wasn't. The sales productivity opportunity. 2024-2025. Here's what we've learned watching this happen up close. When an organization deploys Collective Eye, this model for predicting economic outcomes, the first quarter goal is simple. Get sellers from 30% productive to 80% productive. One metric. Everyone owns it. Forecasting gets automated entirely, updated daily, zero human input. Logging disappears. The intelligence captures activity from the network automatically, so reps stop being data entry clerks. Pipeline reviews run through the AI, not through two-hour meetings where someone reads a spreadsheet out loud. Contact intelligence, relationship maps, paths to decision makers all surfaced automatically. Follow-ups drafted. Win rate patterns from comparable deals surfaced before the call. But here's what most people miss. It's not just the internal tools that disappear. The entire purchasing ecosystem around sales goes with them. Data vendors selling contact lists, outbound email cadence platforms, phone number databases, intent data subscriptions, enrichment tools, information brokers. Gone. Just as ChatGPT ate Word, PowerPoint, and IDE coding tools in a single year, a real intelligence model eats the entire category of tools that existed because intelligence didn't. Dollar for dollar, the spend that went to managing complexity, to buying data silos, to keeping a Jenga stack standing, that spend becomes revenue-generating investment instead. CRM is now legacy. It was always the problem dressed up as the solution. A system designed to make salespeople enter data so managers could read it. Intelligence removes both the data entry and the meeting where it gets read back. That's not an upgrade. That's an elimination. This is why Klarna killed Salesforce. Not as a cost-cutting move, as a logical consequence of deploying real intelligence. When the AI knows what's happening across the network in real time, the CRM has nothing left to do. The stack that ran B2B sales for 30 years isn't being replaced by better software. It's being made irrelevant by a fundamentally different kind of system, one that learns, one that doesn't need humans to feed it, one that gets more accurate every day. What we consistently see and why it matters for any industry, about 10% of our clients eliminate their entire sales stack within a year of going live. Not trimmed, eliminated. The CRM, the forecasting tool, the engagement platform, the analytics layer, all of it replaced by a single intelligence that learns from every deal, every relationship, every outcome across the network. Think about what that company looks like from the outside. Its forecast updates itself. Its win rates improve from network patterns no individual seller and no competitor has access to. Its cost structure shrinks as the stack shrinks, and it gets harder to compete with every quarter, because the intelligence compounds while everything else stands still. And then something else happens. The revenue intelligence stops being just a sales tool,